Here in our region, with the rate of COVID-19 hospitalizations on the decline, officials have started the process of determining just how to restart the economy. But the pandemic has taken a terrible toll on first responders and their families. Mayor Bill de Blasio recently briefed reporters on one way the city was trying to help these families cope.
260 city employees have lost their lives, and this includes police officers, correction officers, teachers, EMTs, doctors and nurses, people who have given so much and gave the ultimate sacrifice fighting this disease. Now, their families, in some cases, are facing loss of health insurance, and we want to make sure there's immediate support for those families.
With us now is WBGO contributor Bob Henley, who is also a reporter for The Chief Leader, where he covers City Hall transportation and emergency services. Thanks for joining us, Bob. Is there any precedent for something like this in terms of the impact on frontline civil service workers?
Well, according to the history books, back in 1918-20, during the Spanish flu epidemic, New York City, depending on the resource you consult, lost between 20,000 and 30,000 people, 400 to 500 a day at one point, and certainly that included an awful lot of civil servants, no doubt. More recently, September 11th, 2001, of course, we lost 343 firefighters when the tower collapsed. And of course, as we know, because of the toxic nature of the air in lower Manhattan for the several months after the attack, we have, I think, up to 50,000 people participating in the World Trade Center health program, dealing with a myriad of cancers that came out of their exposure over that period. But this pandemic is certainly unprecedented.
The mayor referenced that the city was stepping in to ensure the continuity of health care coverage for surviving family members. That gesture is about more than honoring the memory of the first responders, isn't it?
It is. What is so unusual about this event is that the families that are part of the households of these first responders are themselves now exposed just as a consequence of their loved one's service. And so because of the highly contagious nature of this virus, they themselves either are dealing with the health consequences or can expect to. And then also add to that, that we are finding out more and more about this virus. So even small children in these households have a profile risk, particularly if they have a pre-existing condition.
So how do you think the loss of so many first responders over the past 2 months will impact the way the public agencies and departments that employed them operate?
Probably the biggest challenge since they were established. It means reevaluating every aspect of point of contact with the public. And for agencies, police agencies, and for firefighters, EMTs, anyone that has any kind of interface with the public, welfare agencies, they have to take a hard look at all of their environments. Look at places like the local welfare office or a place where food stamps are signed up for, and reconceive them. Basically, make sure that social distancing is built into the backroom operations, and then make sure that the public, the clients, if you will, or patients, if it's a healthcare setting, respect all the social distancing rules and, of course, themselves wear masks.
Bob, you've been following the civil service workers throughout this pandemic. Is there one particular story that you can even pick out that has touched you?
I would say certainly the disclosure about the death of the 5-month-old daughter of a probationary firefighter who succumbed to COVID, who had a pre-existing heart condition. And that came a few weeks back before we really understood the pernicious nature of this disease, and indeed that children were so vulnerable.
Bob, tragically, the catastrophic loss of life for first responders is playing out across the country. What's happening at the federal level to help first responders and their families?
Well, there is right now in Congress something pending. I think it's headlined as the HEROES Act, and there's many different provisions of it, but there's one that I'm keeping my eye on for the chief, which is which would expand and reinforce the Public Safety Officers Benefit Program. Currently, individuals who are firefighters, emergency medical response people, peace officers, if they lose their life in the line of duty, are entitled to a one-time payment for their families of $365,000. And for their kids, if they're going to school, I think it's like a $1,200 a month stipend for the student attending college. This is only to give a sense of the scale of it. I think that, you know, we have like 300 or 400 officers qualify for this a year. I think in 2017, it was close to 400. So the scale of this is going to be considerable. And certainly this no way compensates fully the family, but it certainly is a start.
Bob Henley, thanks so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal, and stay safe.
Thanks, Doug.